Today is the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. And in today's Gospel, Jesus asks two very important questions. First, who do people say the Son of Man is? And more importantly, the second question, but who do you say that I am? Now, the first question invites us to consider how others understand Jesus. In Jesus' time, a person's identity was closely connected to what others said about him and to his place in the community. So the disciples answered, some say John the Baptist, others say you're Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. We hear similar answers today. Some people describe Jesus as the great teacher, a moral leader, a miracle worker, a revolutionary, a prophet, or simply a great man in history. But how we identify Jesus also shapes how we relate to him. That is why Jesus makes the question personal. But you, who do you say that I am? And here Simon Peter answers, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. So Jesus blesses Peter for this confession and says, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. Then Jesus gives Simon a new name. You are Peter, meaning rock, and says, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You will note that here Peter receives a new identity and a new mission. Throughout Scripture, if you will notice, God gives people new names when he calls them to a new purpose. Remember, Abram becomes Abraham. Jacob becomes Israel. Saul becomes Paul. Now Simon becomes Peter, the rock, called to help, lead, and strengthen the community of God's people. Now Jesus' image of the rock reminds us of his words in Matthew. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. That brings the gospel very close to home. As prisoners of Jesus, our Savior, who do we say Jesus is? Do we recognize him in the Eucharist, which brings us together every Sunday? Do we encounter him in Scripture when we hear his word? Do we recognize him in those who are hungry, lonely, homebound, or in need? When we offer food, write a note, make a visit, or simply take the time to care. But there is an even deeper question. And you, who do you say that I am? Your Jesus is not asking us for a right theological answer alone. He's asking for a personal response. Who is Jesus to you? Is he your Lord and Savior? Your beloved friend who walks with you? The one who loves you, forgives you, strengthens you, transforms you, and saves you? Each of us must answer that question for ourselves. So perhaps that is the question we carry with us this week. Jesus, who are you to me? And how is my answer changing the way that I live? Let this be my prayer for all of you. Amen.